Mix Today's Best Music, brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. I'm Fat Faves here, and today with me is Dr. Timothy James Watson. He's a cardiologist from Pantai Hospital, Batu Pahat, and he's here to talk to us about heart attack versus sudden cardiac arrest. So, Dr. Timothy, what is heart attack and sudden cardiac arrest? I mean, what are the symptoms?
A heart attack is the sudden occurrence of a blockage in one of the blood vessels that supplies the heart with blood. This blockage is usually caused by a blood clot, which almost always occurs when the blood vessel has underlying plaque or cholesterol deposits. The blockage prevents the heart from receiving adequate oxygen and nutrients needed for normal function. When this happens, severe chest pain, which radiates from the chest to the neck or arm, can be felt. Other symptoms include breathlessness and sweating. Sometimes the heart electrical activity or pumping function can be adversely affected, and this can result in a sudden collapse, also known as a cardiac arrest, when the heart stops beating entirely.
Okay, doctor, we've got a lot of questions to ask you, but first let's get into the music. We'll have Dr. Timothy James Watson right after this. Mix Today's Best Music, brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. With me is Dr. Timothy James Watson, cardiologist from Pantai Hospital, Batu Pahat. Now, doctor, how do we detect or diagnose heart disease?
In most patients, the onset of heart disease is slow, and this offers an opportunity for early detection and treatment before the onset of life-threatening events like a heart attack. A cardiologist will take a careful history and examination. This is important as heart disease is known to associate with risk factors including age, male gender, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and smoking. An exercise stress test is an effective way to see if the patient develops chest pain or breathlessness on exertion, or if the heart shows any signs of electrical distress. Other tests include an echocardiogram, where an ultrasound scan of the heart is performed to evaluate the pumping efficiency of the heart. A CT coronary angiogram is an advanced X-ray imaging that is used to look for early signs of cholesterol plaque deposits.
Mix Today's Best Music, brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. I'm Fat Faves here, and I have Dr. Timothy James Watson, a cardiologist from Pantai Hospital, Batu Pahat. So, Dr. Timothy, how do we prevent heart disease?
Don't smoke. This is one of the most significant risk factors for developing heart disease. Chemicals in cigarette smoke can accelerate the process of cholesterol buildup in the heart, making the blood stickier and increasing the risk of heart attack substantially. Even smokeless tobacco, low tar or low nicotine cigarettes, and secondhand smoke can be risky. Regular daily exercise, such as walking at a brisk pace for about 30 minutes daily, reduces the risk of heart disease as well. Eat a balanced diet in moderation to avoid excessive weight gain and reduce the chance of developing diabetes. Remember to get regular health screenings for early detection, treatment, and intervention.
Now, thank you so much, Dr. Timothy James Watson. Don't forget, Dr. On Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on Mix.
In a world of 1 million wrestling podcasts, there is a new shining star with great interviews, analysis, music, and me, Matt Kuhn, on Total Engagement. Go to any podcast platform to listen today.